This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God has moves we have never even considered. Previously, we talked about those things we need to do to better serve God. Now, we're focusing on those things we can expect from our Heavenly Father. Sometimes, we can find ourselves in a difficult situation and see no way out. We play out multiple scenarios in our minds, yet we still see no way out. It is when we turn that situation completely over to God that He will make a move that we had never even considered. When I turn to the scriptures, I think about the time Peter was imprisoned. So Peter was arrested at a time when King Herod had begun persecuting Christians. The night before his trial, he was surrounded by four squads of four soldiers, and he was chained to a soldier on each side, totaling 18 soldiers guarding Peter. To the natural eye, Peter seemed to be in a difficult situation that presented no way out. But sometime during the night, an angel of the Lord appeared before Peter and instructed him to wake up, get dressed, and to follow him. The angel led Peter past two more guard stations and out into the street. Once outside, Peter realized that God sent an angel to save him, a move by God that he had never even considered. In the same respect, God's answer for your situation is likely one you have never even considered. So as you turn over matters to him, hold on to these words: "Fear not, for I am with you. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Isaiah 41:10. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, wait for God's next move.